USA News.
I'm Jerry Bartmish.
There are multiple fatalities from a mass shooting today at a Dallas suburban mall. Police say the suspect was killed by an officer. Shots were fired this afternoon at the Allen Premium Outlets. Elaine Panicaro was at the mall with her daughter when shots rang out, first in the distance.
30 seconds later, like pop, 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 like right in front of us, like right in front of us in the parking lot. We saw the smoke, the sparks flying. I mean, we literally just turned around, ran right into the Converse store. You know, the employees were like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And we're like, there's, you know, shoot, there's a shooting. There's a shooting outside.
The number of dead has not been released, but they say the victims being treated range in age from 5 to 61. The world was watching as for only the second time a British monarch is crowned in front of TV cameras.
God save the king!
For the 40th time at Westminster Abbey, a crown was placed upon a monarch's head.
Bless, we beseech thee, this crown.
King Charles' coronation comes nearly 8 months after he ascended to the throne following the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. It was Britain's first coronation in 70 years.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely.
Prince Harry's wife, Meghan Markle, Duchess of Sussex, and President Joe Biden did not attend the ceremony. I'm Jeremy Scott.
President Biden is emphasizing that the debt ceiling and the budget are two separate issues.
I am prepared to negotiate in detail with their budget. How much you're going to spend, how much you're going to tax, where can we cut?
In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said that budget proposals have never been tied in with the debt ceiling. The GOP-led House passed Speaker Kevin McCarthy's budget proposal last week, and Republicans said they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget. Mage wins the Kentucky Derby. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
An update on the mall shooting in Texas. At a news conference, officials said 9 people were killed at the Allen Premium Outlets north of Dallas. Jonathan Boyd is the City of Allen fire chief.
7 deceased individuals on scene. We transported 9 individuals to the hospital, to area trauma facilities. Of those that we transported, 2 have since died. 3 are in critical surgery.
Police say the shooter was shot and killed by a city police officer who was at the mall on an unrelated call. Governor Ron DeSantis says Disney's self-government is over.
DeSantis signed a bill into law that will void the theme park's development agreements approved by its previous oversight board. The new legislation officially takes effect in July. This is the governor's latest move in the ongoing feud with the Walt Disney Corporation. Back and forth between the state of Florida and Disney started last year when the company publicly spoke out against what opponents called Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. I'm Ryan Daniels.
After 5 years, the hit series Yellowstone is ending production.
Paramount Network will begin airing the second part to the final season in November. This after months of rumors that lead actor Kevin Costner would be leaving the series. An untitled sequel series, though, has been ordered. It will premiere on Paramount in December. I'm Corey Myers.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 opened with more than $48 million on Friday. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.